哎呀，
啊，什么啊？
You guys still there?
Yep.
Okay. Got real quiet there for a second. I thought I lost you.
Hello?
Hello, who just joined us?
Cynthia Phillips from Oakland, California.
Welcome to the call, Cynthia. We'll be getting started here in just a second.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rick Fleshman in Chicago.
Okay, welcome to the call. Who else we have online?
Hey, Mike, this is Wendy out of Houston.
Hey, Ms. Wendy out of Houston. How are you?
All right.
Cool.
Mike, I'm going to jump off. I'll three-way into that conference line to start the recording.
Okay, cool. All right, last-minute change on phone lines. I didn't realize that we had, I had double-booked on the same line. So we had to, last second here, we're going to give it a few more minutes to wait for some people that called in on the old line to change phone lines. Who's online? Hey, checked in with us.
Hi, Mike. This is Tracy in California.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. If you hadn't checked in, tell us who you are, we're calling in from. Hey, Wendy, kind of do a roll call here as we come on. Let me be sure I can run Steve down.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, give us your name and where you're calling in from.
Hi, is this Wendy?
Yes, it is.
How you doing? This is Byron out of Indiana.
Hey, Byron, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We're just giving people a little bit of time to switch over to this other conference line.
Okay.
We had a last-minute change there. If you're just coming on the line, give us your name and where you're calling in from.
This is Adrian Walker from Houston.
Hey, Adrian, welcome.
Thank you. Hey, is this Janie?
This is Wendy.
Wendy, what call is this? I'm looking for the Internet Leads call.
That's it. You're on it.
Okay, great.
You got the right one.
Okay, great. Super.
Is this Wendy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Wendy. This is Beth Sapna.
Hey, Beth. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We're just switching over the conference lines here, so we'll be getting some started in a few minutes.
Okay.
They're actually going to be recording the call.
Cool.
So that'll be great.
Hey, Wendy, Orrin Brown, Washington, D.C. How are you?
I'm great, Orrin. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
If you just come on, give us your name and where you're calling in from.
Tim from Baltimore, Maryland.
Welcome, Baltimore, Maryland.
Pam from New Jersey.
Hey, Pam.
How are you?
You tearing it up, girl.
I'm trying.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello. Give us your name and where you're calling in from.
This is Damon Butler from Coppell, Texas.
Well, welcome, Coppell, Texas. I got some friends who live in that city.
Ashley, or Adam. Tell Ashley that Mama's on the phone or the conference call again.
Pardon?
Oh.
If you just come in, give us your name and where you're calling in from. And if you have any background noise, you can hit *6 and that will mute out any background. Welcome to the call. This is Lisa Hymens, Senior Executive Sales Director out of Houston, Texas. Mike McDonald will be on the call. So if you're just coming in, give us your name and where you're calling in from.
DJ from Tampa, Florida.
Hey,
Wendy.
Welcome.
Wendy, this is a call for the new site.
Yes, this
okay.
is actually the call for the software for the unlimited lead.
Okay, thanks.
It's Mike McDonald. You're welcome.
Okay, I'm back here.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ms. Wendy.
You're welcome.
And congratulations to you, girl. Man, you are moving on up. Well over 97,000 in lifetime residual income. That is totally awesome.
I tell you, God's good.
Yeah, you're going to be at 100,000 before Christmas.
I know. Can you believe that?
Man, that is going to be so awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to the call, everyone. This is Mike McDonald out of Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
Oh, there we go. Welcome to the line. I'm going to close it off for just a minute. If everybody that's on the line would hit *6 on their phone to knock out any background noise, and then I'm going to open the line up again. So just hit *6 on your phone. You have reached the Maryplan USA Training Center. My name is Mike McDonald, National Sales Director out of Dallas. and you've been invited to listen in, and we're going to discuss a little bit about the Unlimited Lead Program, how to use the program, some information on it. So take a few notes. We're hoping that Mr. Stephen Burke will join us on the call. So be sure and hit star 6 or mute your phone out to knock out any background noise, and we're going to attempt to open the lines up here. Okay, welcome, everyone. We're going to talk a little bit about the Unlimited Lead Program that we have available to RSDs and above.
Hi there. I just wanted to make sure if I was muted or not.
You're not.
All right, good. Then I'm going to get it done.
Okay. Not a problem. If you just joined in, welcome. You've reached the Maryplane USA training call. Steve Burke, you online with us? Man, I'm going to shoot him graveyard dead if he don't get on the line tonight. But bottom line, I know we got people calling in from all over the country, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. This was a last-second call. Just kind of wanted to touch in with some people. If you're online with us, hit star 6 on your phone or the mute button to knock out any background noise that you might have. Let me kind of share with you what this Unlimited Lead Program is all about and how you can take advantage of it. Obviously, number one, we're constantly looking for people. And Wendy and Rick, if you're on the open line here with me.
You bet.
Okay. Wendy, you still with me?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Okay, hear you now. What I want to do is kind of role play with you three guys, because you guys obviously are movers and shakers in the business, and we just kind of want to interact a little bit of why this system is going to be so powerful for everybody. Number one, would you guys agree that the number one reason people kind of slow down is they don't have people to talk to?
Definitely.
And so what we're trying to do, especially if you're a regional sales director above, you have... I kind of proved yourself as a leader. You followed some instructions, went out and got 6 members and 4 brokers on the book, so you got a little bit of a track record. You've earned some money, anywhere from $500 to $1,000 in income, so you got a story to talk about. We still encourage you to continue to use the Simplest ABC system and the autoresponders there. We also encourage you to purchase leads if that, you know, we've got some great lead vendors in the back office of ABC. Probably the very best one out there right now is a company out there called Opportunity Connection. These are very high quality leads, survey leads, and they've been interviewed by the people at Opportunity Connection. Those are great leads, but if just to keep the pipeline full, we have put together a little over 6.5 million names in a database of, you know, companies of somewhere in the neighborhood of about 130 different network marketing companies. Some of them have failed. For an example, I'm sure most of you have heard of the company called Excel, and recently Excel has basically shut their doors, and so literally thousands of people that were involved with Excel are now looking for a new home. So what we have done is over the many years have accumulated a database of well over 6.5 million names of people throughout the United States. And good news is we also have a reserve database of people in Canada, even though we don't market in Canada. Someday we might, so we'll have that available to us. But all these names and numbers have been screened through the Do Not Call list and so forth. So depending on what area code that you may have an interest in, what we've done is put together a software. It's a contact manager. Now, you need to have some computer skills in order to download the software, and we're finding that people that have Microsoft ME, this product won't work on, and we're finding that people have software, you know, Windows 98, or, you know, about half the time, that one won't work either. The software is mostly written for Microsoft 2000 or Microsoft XP, and even then it has a few challenges depending on what your security settings are. For example, if you have downloaded Windows XP with a security patch 2, we're having a few little challenges. And what you need to understand is this is a brand new software. It's not a software that was taken off of the shelf that is written by Microsoft or some big time software company. This was the software that was written by a couple of gentlemen, friends of mine, Steve Burke and a couple other people who put together this contact manager, but it's geared up towards network marketing, unlike Outlook or ACT or some of these other contact managers. This particular program has been written and designed for network marketers, and almost on a daily basis, weekly basis, they are tweaking it, upgrading it. So probably once a week, we're going to suggest that everybody go in and update their software and get the latest bells and whistles and fixes that's going to happen. But here's the bottom line, and Wendy, I think you would agree with me. The bottom line is having people to talk to, right?
Right.
And so if you live in, for example, you used to live in Birmingham, and in Birmingham you wanted to spread yourself out nationwide, so you needed leads that might be in Florida or California.
Right.
So with this database, you can actually fix area codes within your own area if you wanted. Like now, Wendy lives in Houston, so if she wanted to pick area codes 281, which is Houston, or 713, that would be your first choice. What we would do is search the database and provide you with leads within that area code. And generally what I try to do is once you have the software set up, you shoot me an email giving me, a couple of choices of area codes, and then I go into the 6 million database and pull up 1,000 names. And you'll start off with 1,000 names. And these names are, sometimes there'll be a name and a phone number. Some cases it might be name, phone number, email address, and regular address, depending on what information was available with the company at the time. And several of the companies that we have databases on are no longer in business, but the people have had experience in network marketing. So the whole idea here is to call people up who are familiar with network marketing, are familiar with the industry, and I know, Wendy, you've had some success with that. Kind of share with everybody a little bit of your success using these contacts that we have in the system.
I'd be happy to. We started using them, and what we found is not only are we getting people interested in the business, but we've gotten a lot of people that are interested in the AmeriPulse and also the dental. In doing that, we got a hold of one guy that was an employee at a pretty big company in Houston, and he wants us to come in and do a presentation to his our person there, because their benefits had just been increased dramatically and people were going to have to drop it. We're not going to be able to carry it anymore. So he wanted us to come in and offer this as an alternative to what they already have, because some people weren't going to take what they have because it costs too much. And then also, to show them how they can revamp everything to where they can lower their premiums. So we're, getting ready to go up there and do a presentation for this big company, which we would have never gotten if we wouldn't have had those leads. So that was really exciting. Also was able to talk to another guy that he told my husband that he, personally was not going to do business right now, but was really interested in the benefits himself, and also had other people that he knew that were self-employed, or that were either self-employed or had small businesses with no benefits for their employees. And he is going to give us all of those lists of all those companies and all those small businesses. So it's opened up a lot of activity for us in the Houston area by using those leads. Then also we have other people that are interested in coming in as brokers.
Well, here's the cool part is if you live in Houston and you work a busy schedule and you needed leads, you didn't get in until 6 or 7 o'clock and you wanted to work West Coast leads because obviously you could stay up later, then the cool part is you could have leads that came in, working on the West Coast, for an example.
Hey, that's really neat.
We're very fortunate here tonight. We have Stephen Burke online with us. Stephen Burke's a personal friend of mine. I've known Stephen now for a number of years. He has put together, once again, the world's largest network marketing list, MLM list. At one time, Steve's been on the streets. He's worked the business. He's built the business. He knows all about network marketing itself. And over the years, I've bought leads and done fax blasting for years with Stephen. And he's quite an entrepreneur, quite a networker. And we're real excited about teaming up together with Stephen and putting together this lead program And so I want to introduce everybody to Stephen Burke. Stephen, you with us?
Yes, Mike. Thanks very much.
Hey, welcome to the call. Appreciate you taking time out to be with us. We got quite a few people online, and maybe you could take a minute out and maybe start off by sharing with us a little bit about the system itself.
The software system, sure.
Yeah.
The software system we're talking about is called Gold Calling, and Go Calling after a registered name, and it's kind of a nicknamed after a telemarketing term that we like to use. Instead of cold calling, we change one letter and it becomes gold calling. So it sounds a lot more positive. But we created the software to be able to track all of your prospects automatically. It's a contact management system, and we've actually released a lot more features today. So for those of you who have been using it, you can upgrade to version 561. But I'll tell you a little bit about how it works. There are three ways that we treat each of the quote-unquote prospects. The first is by calling those you haven't talked to as being suspected prospects. In other words, we suspect that they are prospects because they've either answered an ad in the past or they have been involved in network marketing in the past. And our database is about 50-50 of half what we call opportunity seekers that have answered ads and half experienced network marketers. So we use the terminology suspect to be short as a short form for suspected prospects. When you open your program and you've actually opened the leads inside of the program that have been sent to you by Mike or your upline, the first thing you do is click the suspects button, and then you can view the number of records you have and start working with them. Once you have done, contacted somebody, requalified them then as showing some level of interest, and have set a recontact date, and now you'll see with the upgraded software it's a recontact time as well. The system then treats them no longer as suspects, but as prospects, because they're requalified prospects. So it's important when you're working with the program, apart from any other information you might save, that you always save a recontact time and date. And the recontact date is there's a field called recontact right under contact ID and just above first name. You click the down arrow key there, the dark black down arrow key, and you'll see when you're working with the program, you'll see a calendar, and you can, of course, go from month to month and then click on the day, and it'll automatically be put into that field. And with the new version, you'll be able to click on select and choose a time during the day. So if you have a three-way or a teleconference call you want to put them on, you can choose that time, and then you'll get a reminder from the program that you've got to go ahead and contact them. How you work within the program to look at the different suspects or prospects is using the navigation buttons, what they call next prospect, last prospect, first prospect, or previous prospect, and you just move forward and back within the database doing that. And then when you talk to somebody that you want to save information on, you click the new detail button, and a window appears where you can take notes. And you can save the method by which you spoke to them, let's say by phoning them, and the action plan you have for the next contact, which could be teleconference, a three-way, email and call them back, a face-to-face meeting, whatever you have planned, or long-term follow-up if they're only lukewarm and you've set to call them back in 3 months' time or something like that. So you set those options, you have an unlimited amount of notes you can take, just like any other contact manager, and you then go ahead, set the recontact time and date, and click the update button, when you go back and click the suspects button, you'll notice that the number of records has decreased by one because the system now treats them as prospects. The third category is a breakdown of prospects, further breakdown, and that's the contact today. Whenever you open the program up, you can click that button and you can take a look at all the people that you have set to call back on that day. So they're prospects with today's callback or recontact date. And when you look within the program, you'll see that those two buttons, prospects and contacts, are in the same grouping because they're treated the same way. Now, the one other thing that can happen is your prospect could call you back after you contacted them, and when they do, you just simply click the prospects button, and then there's a select field below it. You use the drop-down arrow key, and you'll find all of your prospects in there in alphabetical order. So you can go down, find them, click their name, their record will come up, and you can go down, click new detail, and you can start to record a detail on their second or third or fourth time that you've been in contact with them. And whenever you go back to the system, you can always go through the newer and older details to read records of what you've done in the past and what you do and what you, you know, to remind you of all the previous contacts, which will get important when you have, you know, a few hundred of these people contacted and you're working with calling them back over a long period of time. So that's a little bit about the program. How it works now, you can, if you wish, if the contacts you have from another contact management software into this, so you're working with one database, and we created this so that the names that are sent to you are encrypted, and the reason why that's important to you is, you know, these databases will not get shared on the internet because the names and email addresses cannot be read except for within the program. Very, very important, because there were some people that would take lead lists and think short term and sell them on the net, which ruins them for you and for us. So that's why we created this contact manager. So again, you may wish, because you can only see these names from within this program, you may wish to switch, if you are using Microsoft Outlook or another contact manager system, you may wish to switch to using ours. And with the latest version of the software, you can click the contacts menu item and then import your other contact, personal contact list. The other thing that's important with this software is you can automatically update it by clicking the config button and menu item in the upper left corner and then click update program, and it'll automatically look out through the internet and go grab the latest executable program for this graphical user interface or window that you work with that accesses the database for you. And it'll bring it up to date. And this is something that everyone on the light version of the software should be doing on a regular basis. I do want to mention to you, all of you on the phone, those that are using this software currently, it's very fortuitous that I'm on the phone tonight, because we do have a patch or an update to the software that you need to run once that allows you to work with the recontact date and import the contacts from another contact manager, so you only have to use one contact management system. And that patch program needs to be downloaded using a web browser like Internet Explorer and run. Some programs ask you if you want to save the disk. That's actually saving to your hard drive, and then you run it after you've downloaded it. But it gives you a web address so that you can get that and update the program you have. That address is www.i-hyphen NetServices, spelled NetServices, .net/, and that's the character with the question mark on it, that right beside the shift button. TATCHER, number 2.exe, that's Edward X-ray Edward. Okay, again, that's www.i-netservices.net/TATCHER2.exe, and that's the number 2. Download that, or save to disk, whatever your program asks you to do, and then once you've done that, run it. It's a one-time thing. It'll take about 5 minutes. It'll change your program, and it'll make it possible for you to do all of the things that I've mentioned on this call. When you do receive a file from Mike or your upline, you simply click the Files menu item in the upper left-hand corner. It'll drop down a menu, and you click Open Gold Calling Lists, and then you point to the list that's been sent to you by your upline where it's stayed on your hard drive, and it'll automatically import. Again, remember, once you've done that, click the Suspects button to see them. It will not automatically display the list for you. So you'll be sitting there saying, I can't see the list. You know, what happened to the names, you know? Maybe try to re-import them again, and then a message will come up saying some of them are already there, and you'll be a bit confused. So the key is you want to, whenever you open the program, you're thinking, okay, what do I want to do? Call people I've never spoken to before? Click Suspects. Do I want to record, you know, somebody's calling me back that I've spoken to already? Click Prospects. Do I want to see who I've got a call back today? Click Contact Today. Those are the three things you have to remember. A couple of other notes about this software. Windows 98 is a very funny program. It's older than all of the data, and it's not like XP or 2000. It does not have the capability of running a service. Now, that might not mean anything to you, but what it means to us is we basically have to troubleshoot the install. If we can't get you to upgrade or your downline to upgrade beyond Windows 98 to XP, you know, they need to think in terms of the fact that it's going to be a really slow operating program, not our program, but it's the whole computer, and it's going to slow them up, and time is really our greatest asset after, you know, having people to talk to. So if we can't get them to do that, we can support them, but it may take us time to get back to them on the telephone. My phone number for support is 877-228-0128, and I understand that Mike's going to set up one person in each upline that's going to be a bit of an expert in the program to help you get over the hump and get the program working if you have questions or whatever. But if you've got Windows 98, basically you're going to have to speak to us. So, Mike, I mean, that's a lot of information. I don't know if you want me to go into any more detail, but...
Well, what you might do is, just troubleshoot a couple of things in case we have a lot of people here maybe having some trouble. If there's a couple of major things or minor things that they might want to look at. I know you mentioned Windows 98 being a challenge. If they wanted to upgrade Windows 98 to, Windows XP, what kind of dollars are they talking about, you think?
You know, it would always be our recommendation that they need a little bit more RAM in their computer, so they've got to find a local computer store that deals with used computers and just put a little bit more RAM in. And usually you can buy a used RAM stick from a store like that. They can buy, you know, XP for a small amount of money. I'm not sure what it sells for in the United States. I think it's probably about $50 or $75. With a little bit more RAM, probably we're talking about $100 to $125. If you buy a clone PC, you could probably get everything you need for maybe around $300 or $325, you know, as a bare minimum, and then up from there, so maybe $350. So that's the basic bottom line.
So it's really not any difference than a plumber having to go buy, you know, a few new tools, or a carpenter having to buy a new table saw for their business. It's just part of the business. You're going to have tools. If you intend to excel in network marketing, obviously you got to add tools on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great analogy. I mean, if you think in terms of the carpenter when he used to have to hand bore, you know, a hole in a piece of wood in order to put a peg in there to hold another piece of wood, you know, it takes a lot of time, and time is money. You know, go out and buy a drill, and that's what we're talking about here. You know, buy a new PC, get XP on it. You will be able to drill that hole in the wood so much quicker that you'll be able to contact a lot more prospects, and as a result, you're going to make more money. And you know what? You're eventually going to upgrade that old computer anyway. So it's really not an expense you're not going to have to, you know, at one point, you're not going to have to go for. So, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, Mike.
And definitely it's a tax-deductible deal. So if you're having trouble with that, tell Santa Claus to bring you an upgrade computer. But also, Stephen, while we have you, you're obviously a very, very successful network marketer in your own right. Share with people the value of having access to lists like this over, you know, the long haul.
Sure. you know, when we compare this to any other way that you might go about building this business, and I mean, you know, if you lived in a busy area and you were able to stand in front of a high-rise, you know, office tower every day and basically look everybody who comes out the door in the eye and say, hey, you know, I'm in the business of creating millionaires. Do you want to be next? You know, come on over. No, I'm not kidding. Come on over. I want to share something with you. You kept doing that, you know, eventually you'd find enough prospects to build your business. But if you don't have that luxury, if you work within a business and, you know, and you don't have the time, you got to be home for your family, and if you prefer not to be out in public to find your prospects because you want to share as much time as you can with your family, which happens to be very important to me, then you need to be able to get lists of leads somehow. And there's a couple of different ways to do it. Now, I'm an individual who's spent more than $1 million on advertising to generate leads. There's not many of us around. Now, I had to create a company that sold leads back to network marketers in order to justify doing that, but I do have that experience, and that's why Mike's really asked me to answer this question. I'm a rare bird within the industry, but I can tell you the bottom line about that. If you generate your own leads, it'll cost you more than if you buy leads from a professional like my company, and you'll be looking at probably $5 to $10 a name per response. And the bottom line is that those prospects won't be any better quality necessarily than a lot of different styles of prospects that you can get. And I'll touch back on that because that's very important. So if you need 100 people a month to talk to and they cost you, you know, at least initially until you build up your prospect list, and then you need less and less because you're following people up. Basically, you should follow them up forever until they tell you to go away or join your downline or you know.
Or they die,
right. You know, and then really this is what we're talking about. You never want to lose contact with your prospects. They might move and not give you a forwarding address or pass away, or they might tell you not to bother them anymore. If one of those three things isn't true, or unless you think they're just not the right chemistry for you, you should basically be following them up forever. So you need less prospects as times go on. But initially, 100 people a month is not a lot to talk to. Now, how many people, and you guys don't need to respond to this, this is kind of a rhetorical question, how many people can afford to spend $10 a lead times 100 people a month?
Right.
That's $1,000 a month to build your business. And, you know, when you start to think in terms of if you bring some one real leader on from all those people every month, and maybe you got to sponsor three to find a decent leader, it would take you months and months to build a business up underneath them to recompensate you for the $1,000. So you might be thinking in terms of having to spend $6,000 or $8,000 until you start to coup, what, you know, get a return on your investment, what we call an ROI. So most people just, that's not duplicable. It's just not. So what Mike's done is he's gone out and he's bought an unlimited supply of data. Now, there is an intermediate step, and that is you could buy leads from a third-party company, which became very popular because, you know, you take my company, for instance, instead of you having to fork $10 to get a response from your ad, you could buy leads from my company for $1. Sounds like a better deal, right? Then your 100 people only cost you $100 a month. The quality, though, because they get shared with other people, is not quite as good. And as a result, you have to talk to a few more. So let's say it was in order to get to the same results, you actually had to talk to 200. Now, you might not have the time to double your prospects, but just follow me. $200 a month for a year is $2,400. Instead of doing that, if you all got together and bought my database, which you now own, you'd be able to talk to a lot more people for way, way less than that. And, you know, this is really what we're about here. We've given you a contact management system that if you bought it yourself would cost you $100 at the store to buy ACT. So we've saved you $100 there. And if you all shared that money with Mike, he'd be able to give you enough leads to keep you busy for years. So it's up to you. And I'll tell you, what we've learned is the names of people who've been involved in network marketing in the past and the names of people that have answered ads in the past are every good as good quality of people to talk to later on as they are the first time. And really what we're talking about here, the only difference is that only maybe about 60% of them are actually prospects today. The quality is every bit as good, if not better, because not a lot of people are calling them right now. And
you don't have to go through the rigmarole of talking to them about, well, is this some kind of pyramid deal? Because most of these people are somewhat experienced into the industry of network marketing, so they have a little bit of a handle on what to expect. Would you agree that probably one of the main keys is this thing is how you approach somebody when you make that call for the first time?
Absolutely, Mike. It makes all the difference in the world. I mean, there's about 15 or 18, maybe 20 different scenarios that you'll face in a recruiting situation. If you know how to deal with those, your chance of a successful call could go from somewhere around 12 to 15% up to maybe as high as 65 or even 75%. In other words, you can get five times the results if you know how to deal with each situation.
And so bottom line is, if somebody, gets a list of, several hundred to 1,000 names into their system and they start processing this thing, it may be a 60, 90-day turnaround before they see any true seeds. If you're on the talk line, hit star six to knock out any background noise. We're getting some interference here. Thanks. But bottom line is, it may be 60, 90 days before you start really seeing seeds from your harvest here growing, and that's okay because what you're really doing is filling up the pipeline. I know when I first started in Ameriplan, we didn't have the internet. I used your services and done some fax blasting to generate some leads. I bought some leads from you, accumulated a huge database of probably, 100,000 names of various people, and just, our team, myself, my daughter, Joe Blanton, some of the people that we started off with, just started dialing and smiling on a daily basis and just, trying to establish relationships with these people.
Yeah, well, you know what, Mike? It doesn't matter what system you use to start to build your group, whether you run your own ads, stand in front of a busy office tower or a college or a university and say, hey, who wants to be next? We create millionaires or use this system. It's going to take at least, a few months for you to start to really reap the rewards. And this is basically the hard work you do in the front, because later on down the road, you've built rapport with these people. You're calling them back. It gets easier and easier to bring people into the business. So, it's going to take a little time, but there's no way to circumvent that. It's a worthy effort. I mean, you got to do whatever it takes to be successful.
So let's back up a little bit and review a couple of quick things. Number one, if you're going to participate in our Unlimited Lead Program, number one, you got to be a regional sales director or above. Number two is you got to have some, prefer that you have some computer skills and be able to download the software if you want to be able to track all your prospects via, through the contact manager. Now, if you're an RSD and above and you just have zero computer skills, you do not want to download the software, but you still want to participate in the lead program, then what we can do is provide you with a list, a PDF file list of contacts, and we can either email that to you or fax it to you to where you still have some names, but you're going to have to track those the old-fashioned way by either using 3x5 index cards or some system that you might have to do your proper follow-up. So even though you don't have computer skills today and you still want to participate in the lead program, we still can provide you with leads to contact. Now, and the principle is the same regardless if you have the contact manager or not. We provide you, and Stephen Burke, with many, many, many years of experience in the industry of referral calling, cold calling, prospecting, go call, whatever you want to call it, and a combination of all of it, has put together, 12 or 15 different?
Yeah, there's actually 20 in total, Mike, 20 different scenarios in total, yeah.
So we've put together a package here that you can most of you have already got it, and it's called Gold Calling. And in that we go through a whole list of scenarios along with a prospecting flow chart. And the ideal situation here is you got to be really, really bad to get good. Everybody's going to be, you know, if you were like me, we're very, you know, I was terrible at it when I first started. But the more calls I make, the better I got. And today I'm very comfortable using the phone. You know, obviously it's working. We have generated a residual income. It's well over $200,000 a year residually. So obviously, you know, something's working. So, you know, my encouragement to each and every one of you on the call, regardless of what city, state you live in, regardless of your background, if you want to have success in network marketing, you got to talk to people. And with this system added to your arsenal of tools, you're going to have unlimited people to talk to, but you're going to have to, go through the trainings and go through the prospecting information that we have here and study the 12 to 15 to 20 different scenarios that might come up at any given time. And what other tips, Stephen, might you give some of these brand-new people?
In regards to scripts or the software?
Probably the scripts and just, you know, building relationships with these people to build their business up.
Yeah, you know, many of you, I would think, have heard from people you've talked to a question like, well, how much are you making? And this often comes up with your own friends and family. They're bold enough to ask that question. Whereas, you know, people who don't know you personally before you contacted them may not be, but this comes up quite a bit. Here's a great way of dealing with that. Let's say that the prospect's name is Mike. Say, Mike, you mean how much did I make last month in the business? And they say, yeah. And you say, well, you know, that's the really exciting thing about this, Mike. I have absolutely no idea how much money I earned last month. Let me explain why. You see, you know, although I probably only spent about 18 hours last month working on my business and got a check for only a couple of $100, those folks that spent that money with me last month, they're referred to deal directly with the company. I mean, I don't have to deliver the product to them next month, but they still spend the money next month. And the month after that, and you see, I get paid again next month for the work I did last month, and the month after that, and a month after that, and a year from now. So when you figure that out in a year's time, you know, $200 a month turns into $2,400 in income for me for the 18 hours work I spent. But even better than that, you know, I'm still getting paid for the work I already did next year, the year after, 5 years from now. And you figure that out in 5 years, that's $10,200 worth of income that I earn as a result of doing just 18 hours worth of work last month. Now, what is that per hour? I mean, I don't even know. And that's the reason why I'm so excited about this business. And once you understand how it works and get a chance to, you know, digest some of this information and get the concept of being paid again and again for work you've already done, what we call residual income, I'm certain that you're going to be just as excited about doing this as I am and want to consider it seriously.
That's some powerful stuff, Herb.
Scripts like that, guys, if you can learn them, you can convert them into your own language. You don't have to use the same language exactly as me, but if you get the concept and convert it and know what to say at the right time, man, you bowl that question right over. You don't have to feel embarrassed about only earning $150 or $225 or $300 a month. That's actually a fortune when you think about it in terms of residual marketing or residual
income. I've been in business here at Ameriplan almost 4 years. January would be 4 years, and I have people ask me, well, how much did you make your first month? I say, well, you know, that was 4 years ago, and I'm not really sure because I'm still getting paid on it.
That's right.
4 years down the road. Final couple of questions here. If somebody's online has already attempted to download the software, maybe run into some challenges, what information would you share with them.
Okay, Mike, there is a worm that's out there on the internet that has done a little damage to the Windows program. If you happen to get an error message back that says, you know, this is not a true 16-bit program, and it goes on and on about how, you know, it can't install the program, click close now, you know, because autoexec.nt or config.nt, you know, and it refers to that. You can actually go to Microsoft support website, and Microsoft has a note up there about what you have to do in order to correct that. This does come up, and as a matter of fact, I believe I had a call a day or two ago from somebody in your downline, Mike, that mentioned that. It's a rare thing, but it's caused by a worm that goes in and does a change to Windows. So that comes up. Windows 9, and they're welcome to call us if they want. I can direct them to the Microsoft support page that explains what's happened to their Windows system and how to fix it. Yeah, not a true Win32. Cindy is the person who called, 620-983. So if she's online, that's what's wrong with your computer. Windows 98 is a bit difficult. We do have to go into the command line, the DOS command line, and make some couple of commands there to make the program work. And it works in Windows 98 about 70% of the time, maybe 80% of the time. It doesn't work in all Windows 98 systems. Windows ME, if you have that operating system, get rid of it. It's halfway between XP and 98. It really was never fixed by Windows. That Microsoft brought out XP rather than fixing that program. But it does run on that program. Basically, the biggest error we're finding right now, besides that weird problem, the Win32 problem, where the worm has damaged Windows, and besides people not realizing, Mike, after they open the list and they need to click the suspects button, the other biggest problem we're finding is that they may have a problem with the installation, and they may go ahead and try to reinstall, and they get an error that comes up and says there's an error happened during the data transfer process. And what they've done is they've uninstalled Gold Calling, but they didn't realize that there's another program installed called MySQL at the same time. And they actually probably installed it correctly, and actually probably got the names into it correctly and just didn't know to click the suspects button, thought the data wasn't there, and then tried to uninstall Gold Calling and reinstall, and an error comes up because the MySQL service is running in the background and it's accessing the data tables and won't let you overwrite them. So those are the three biggest things. Windows 98 and ME are in the same boat. The Win32 error message on installation, it won't let you install. That's because you got a worm that damaged your Windows program. And the error on data transfer was because you tried to reinstall over top of MySQL while it was still running. And that probably means the first installation worked correctly and you thought it didn't, but it did. So those are the three biggest technical issues we're getting at our end.
Okay, so if you're having trouble and you need the patch and you didn't get it, email me with in the subject line, need patch, and I will forward you the link. If you're still having trouble after that and you need some technical support, you can call 877-228-0128, and we're going to be training some of us on how to troubleshoot, such as Wendy, myself, and Joe, and Ned, and probably Jeff, and Kelly, a few of us, to help troubleshoot for our team. And if you have not received the packet Gold Calling that's got the scripts, the flow chart, and all that stuff in it, please get with your upline national sales director, and they should be able to forward that to you. And other than that, Stephen, we appreciate you being on the call, and maybe in the next few weeks. Do you do any kind of training calls, Stephen, on scripts and stuff like that?
I do. I do a generic training call on scripts called Gold Calling, the Art of Telephone Recruiting. I actually have the same teleconference company as you, Mike, which is how I got messed up on calling in on your last date there. I called my number instead of yours. But, yeah, Tuesday nights, it would be 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. The number is 580 574-3600, and the PIN for that call is 222-113-POUND. That's three twos, two ones, a three and a pound sign. Again, 580-474-3600, 222-113-POUND sign.
And that's on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. All right. Well, Stephen, I appreciate it once again. And, folks, appreciate y'all being on the call. And here in about 10 minutes, we're going to be doing the leadership call. So you have time to drop off, take a potty break, and get back on at for the 8 o'clock call. If you have any questions, shoot me an email or your upline, National Sales Director or Team Leader, if you have any questions on the Unlimited Lead Program. Good luck. God bless, and happy holidays to everyone.